This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother.
Hey, I'm not name dropping right now, but I need to push people like Dave Mustaine and Billy Corgan and other really smart people that are libertarians, free humans, not conservative, not liberal, especially when you're talking about Corrigan, to come on the show, because they're always making great points to me in text and messages and stuff, and then they're like, yeah, I'll come on, and it never happens. And then there's Dave Mustaine in a bombshell interview on Fox. He gets obviously attacked when he comes out and speaks out, but Billy's making some really good points here in text about a show you ought to host. Billy, we know you're coming to town next month. You got to come in studio.
He's on
or
tour.
We want you on tomorrow. Via Skype or something, because he's watching right now, and I'm not name-dropping him. I mean, he won't mind. He's just such a smart guy, and I would call him a real liberal. Liberal means more freedom, more of your tax money, more right to self-defense, more choices, more tolerance. Like, I'm tolerant of everybody. I don't even dislike anybody, unless you're a radical jihadi that wants to cut my head off.
Right.
And I don't mean to start screaming and yelling. That's not an act, folks. I'm genuinely. You've seen me today. Have I been pissed today?
Yeah. I mean, and I would be, too. It just, it gets so frustrating. And you are able to take that anger and channel it and, you know, put that force field out there.
You do it better than I. Leanne, you got the floor. You got a lot of points for 3.5 minutes. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to bring this up with Donald Trump because, you know, I do feel like he is someone who's on the outside, and we've been watching how they've been attacking him. We've got to take him down. We've got to dismantle him. And at every turn, calling him a Nazi, you know, he's Hitler. And then now when it comes to something like this, where he wants to increase the surveillance, change the laws on torture, they're just kind of letting him speak and letting him put himself in that position because so many Americans support Donald Trump. And, I mean, there's signs where people are like, build that wall. I'll help you build it. And I know David Knight makes this point a lot, that if we have a wall, we're stuck inside of it, you know? And
the wall's a total stunt. There's a tunnel under it.
But it's like, it's even the virtual wall, the cyber wall, this surveillance state, this security. I mean, we're building. We're begging them to build a prison to keep us safe, and we know that that's a
trap. And we know it'll be used against us and not the foaming-at-the-mouth criminals and jihadis who are leaving their own countries because they're constantly killing each other.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you? I'm not even against these people because there's some nice people in those countries, but a good percentage of them, a good minority of them, are just psycho killers who absolutely believe it's okay to murder whoever they want and, like, keep women as slaves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a woman, what is it like for you? Because I have daughters, and the jihadists really punch my buttons now that I have daughters. I mean, let me tell you, some jihadi, like they do in Europe, ever slaps my daughters around or bosses them around somewhere. You know, there's a reason all this dominating folks is going on in Europe. America's had its huevos chopped off to a certain extent, but not completely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for me, that's one of the most frustrating things that I'm having to watch and to see a certain regressive left, as Paul calls them, just making excuses and saying, well, why would you attack their ideology? And then some, I think it was a Bill Maher who comes out and says, well, killing women who've been raped. I think I have a problem with that kind of ideology. Like, it's a woman's fault that she was raped, but she disgraced, so she's going to get acid thrown in her face. And we're seeing that now being imported to Sweden and Germany. And
everybody
terrifying.
That's upset about this needs to speak out against it. And I know Billy has, and I know Dave has, and a lot of folks have courage. So many other big movie stars, TV people, rock stars won't speak out because they're so scared. They better be scared of losing all of our freedoms if we don't stand up now. Folks, now is the time is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, it absolutely. And that's the thing that's frightening is because I'm seeing we are on this precipice here with Trump. I mean, he's such a, you know, the real American hero, you know, but then he's like, yeah. And he, in his heart, I honestly think that he does want to protect us and keep us safe.
Sure. Well, he knows the military's been torturing since Vietnam.
Right.
So he knows what's going on. So he says, yeah, we're going to do it. And you know what's going on.
Well, and that's
he's a realist about it, but he doesn't get the sophistication. Or maybe he does. I just don't know.
Well, that's what he said to Wolf Blitzer. He's like, I don't agree that the military doesn't want to torture. he says they're saying that to be politically correct.
Well, look, you don't put it in law, you don't do it occasionally. You know, a guy's got a bomb strapped to a five-year-old is about to blow him up with him. I've talked to special forces people that went ahead and tortured the guy to get him to, you know, to get the codes. But you don't sit there and write it down, and you don't just do it in a general system.
Or take pictures.
Leanne, exactly. Great job. Are you turning to the monsters you're fighting?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're a radio listener, you can obviously go to Infowars.com to see it. It's a Paul Joseph Watson article and the full video. Obama was giving hour-long interviews on ESPN. He was at a baseball game for 4 hours. He was all over the place. Meeting with Raul Castro, the dictator, the hereditary dictator, like North Korea, they pass it to the family, the new royalty. Just laughing and had 56 seconds to say about what happened in Brussels, Belgium. Where our reporters were a day and a half, 2 days after the Paris attacks, which is an hour and a half away, and the terrorists had reportedly run there. They caught the mastermind last week. So as a diversion, obviously, they launched these attacks to be able to evacuate. Our experts believe, not just Joe Biggs, but counterterrorism specialists like Tim Kennedy, but Biggs is an expert as well, living through it, that there will now be more attacks. And when there are more attacks, the answer will be, it's Donald Trump for criticizing Islam. And it's Donald Trump for blaming Islam. It's truly sick. There are Muslims that don't want to blow things up and that you would see as apostates
or heretics, according to mainline Sunni Shiite Muslims. Now, from my research, the Sunni Wahhabists are the most dangerous, virulent group. They're the dominant group out of Saudi Arabia. They're running around bullying everybody worldwide, mainly Muslims, Alawites, Shiites, and others. And they're extremely oppressive. Shiites around the world let Christians and Jews live and operate in peace if they don't get political. The minute they do, they're deader than a hammer. They're the original Muslims. The Wahhabists are sex trade, slave trade scum, desert bandits that took over in 1901 and created Saudi Arabia by 1930, set up the royal house. British intelligence backed them. There's a double cross deal now to bring them in worldwide. They'll attack, and then the West will be able to take its citizens' liberty. Tim Kennedy, again, anti-terrorism specialist with the highest levels of army counterterrorism. I won't even get into what units. He won't even tell me, but I've looked it up and I know. She came on the show and said, our governments and the left are bringing them in to destabilize and bring in crises to take our freedoms. That's what I'm telling you. That's the fact. Now, Larry Nichols, in his own right, was counterterrorism and a Green Beret and special operations in Latin America and Europe and you name it. He could speak to all this, and he ran campaigns for the Clintons. He was their big insider. He's in the hospital last week. He's out by the grace of God. We appreciate him joining us, but we now have what we predicted last week with Trump insider Roger Stone saying, look for the Jeb Bush to endorse Bush, excuse me, Freudian slip, their surrogate, their minion, because their name is fried, Ted Cruz. Now, I like Ted Cruz's rhetoric, but boy, his pedigree is Bush all the way. I'm not going to get back into it, but we'll play that short clip. It's about a minute long coming up a little bit later. We have Arizona primary with Trump wins Arizona, Cruz wins Utah. Brussels terror, three suspects identified, suicide bombers were brothers. They came in reportedly posing as migrant refugees. There's evidence of election fraud up on drudgereport.com from Godlike Productions, going through Utah caucuses. Mastermind bomber who posed as migrant attacked Paris last year is now chief suspect in Belgian atrocities. Police swoop in on home district in these no-go zones that they said Trump was lying about. They are also asking, who would be a better fighter of terror, Trump or Clinton? Clinton's running ISIS and Al-Qaeda on record. Meanwhile, a teacher who witnessed his Muslim students celebrating in the classroom after the attack, Paul Joseph Watson reports on, was given a police visit for his free speech. Yoga instructor shocked at support for terror bombings. A Belgian yoga instructor who tweeted that Muslim children were celebrating the attacks in Brussels later received a home visit from the police. Oh. On the same morning that the attacks unfolded, Ivar Mole tweeted, how do you remember a lesson if there is your class, this is translated, is applauded by Muslim children? The tweet was accompanied by hashtags, and it went into the attack. Hours later, he tweeted that three police officers had visited his home and that there was no way he'd be tweeting in the future. Quote, no longer will be tweeting. The police said they visited him because we wanted to see what was going on and whether it was true that there was applause in the classroom. Yeah, right. Seven strange questions about the Brussels terror attacks. We'll talk about that as well. But joining us is Larry Nichols, the consummate Clinton insider, to talk about what's happening, what's unfolding. Larry, what do you want to tackle first? The election, the bombings, the latest inside baseball on the investigation into the Scalia death. What's front and center, my friend?
Front and center, Alex, I believe, is the election. Just before coming on this program, I received information about the strategy from the RNC, the new strategy. And pretty dastardly. But, you know, Alex, I got to say this in front of your audience. I've done worse things in elections. I mean, I've rigged more elections than most people have voted in. What they're going to do, and this comes from what you saw with Jeb Bush endorsing Cruz, what they're going to do is they're going to go to all extremes to make sure that Trump does not get 1237. They're going to do everything they can. They're going to back him. They're going to support Cruz. They're going to look like they're on fire for Cruz. But It's simply to keep Trump from getting 1237. At that point, they've got a brokered convention. And you know, Alex, I tried to tell people last time I was on with you.
You said this 10 months ago on our show.
I know. You know, these parties, folks, they're not government agencies. They can change the rules as they choose, when they choose. They're rigging it against Trump. Now, I would give anything if somebody in this audience had the ability to get Trump to call me, because I can tell him what they're going to do and give a strategy against it. For example, they're fixing to start showing on the news that Trump's audiences are diminishing. That's right. They're going to start showing that his big speeches and all these people coming by the tens of thousands, they're diminishing. You know how they're doing that? They're doing that with George Soros. You see, these protesters that are showing up at Trump's speeches,
they're blocking the people from getting there.
Well, what they're trying to do, they're trying to get people to come out with violence, start ruckuses, because they know, Alex, that moral Christian conservatives, they're not into that. And so why would people come to a speech when they run the risk of getting hurt?
Why would you bring your children to something that would be irresponsible? Sure, it's a chilling effect.
It is. And then so, of course, guess what happens? You get to hear that his audiences are dwindling down. The magic is gone.
So the answer is it's got to be bigger audiences for the First Amendment to counter that baloney.
Absolutely. You know, folks, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you how to counter that. Go to Trump's rallies. When you see these paid protesters, don't pay them any attention. Don't get in a shouting fest with them. Don't do anything. Just pretend they are not there. Now, the other thing, anybody that gets attacked, this is a little inside trick that I guess I can be shot for telling you, but I'll tell you. Anybody that gets attacked, they need to file criminal charges. But what's neat about filing criminal charges, Alex, these people are being paid to be there. They're being paid to be there.
And so they go back and demand lawyers and all the rest of it, and that exposes the racketeering operation.
You got it. And whoever paid them to go to that speech and to protest and throw a fit and cause violence, that person is a co-conspirator.
Sure. When are people going to start pushing back to Soros? I mean, that old, ugly, Nazi collaborator. I mean, why is that guy so above the law?
Money, power. You know, he's right at the epicenter. You know, I told you until I'm sick of telling that they're not going to indict Hillary. I don't think there's anybody now that has any doubt they're not going to indict Hillary. And the RNC is doing everything it can to make sure Hillary wins. I know it sounds crazy, but they are. They're going to pick their original candidate, I feel like, may still come back into the poll, because once they go to that broker convention, you understand they can pick anybody they want.
Sure, when you were on 9-10 months ago saying that they're their own group, they can do whatever they want. They can stage it. Even the NFL's own tickets say it's all fake. Now, it's not all fake, but when they want to make it fake, it is fake. It's even on the tickets, like it's a WWF wrestling match. Well, the parties are even worse. They now have the head of the RNC Rules Committee on CNBC. I'm sure you saw that clip. Admitting, look, it's all staged. Your vote doesn't matter. She says, so there shouldn't be a primary? He goes, that's right, and laughs at her.
That's right. And, you know, they go with this ruse that the first time around in the convention, the delegates have to vote with the vote of their state. That is an out-and-out lie. The delegates that are elected, when they get to that convention, get to vote their free will. That is the actual rule. And all this is about is to strip Trump of 1237. They beat him out of 1237, Alex. And we're going to get an appointed presidential candidate for the RNC.
And they're now openly admitting Paul Ryan or Mitt Romney, and having liberal media even mainline, that that's okay to now have appointed candidates. There'll be a backlash against the Republicans, and Hillary will sail into victory.
That's exactly it. That's it. You know, folks, I'm going to tell you, we can stop this. We can stop it, Alex. But Donald Trump, now, I'm not trying to get a job. I don't want to work for Donald Trump. I want to do what I do while I still have breath in my lungs, which may not be that long. I want to do what I do. He has got to call me. Because, as you know, Alex, maybe you can convince him, I've got inside tips on what's coming.
Well, I'm able to get messages to him, but that's about it. And he's surrounded by some pretty good folks, but some of them are pretty young. But yes, definitely, he does get the info that's on this show. But let's come back and talk about it.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
I was back in the break room getting a glass of iced tea during the break, and DirecTV, we have cable and DirecTV, and I think Dish, we have a lot of different communications here, bunch of different internet services, wireless links, you name it, to try to be redundant when power goes out. We have generators, you name it. I mean, this is a defensive resistance operation set up basically around military doctrines of resistance during an occupation. And I've read the national emergency documents. We've been under martial law since 1933 with the War Powers Act and Franklin Roosevelt, but they've been slowly expanding them. And now under the different executive orders and civil emergencies that Larry Nichols talks about, that we've written articles about, they say we have, quote, re-education camps prepared for the Tea Party. I mean, that's in Army manuals. Why do you think military people are going public, like Tim Kennedy, about America's in trouble, we're not going to confiscate guns? Because they got the military training for it. And just during the break, they had an EAS alert, and then I walked out and walked by and looked at cable TV, and it was on one of the channels there as well that was cable. I mean, they're practicing taking over. They've got the internet kill switch in place. I'm going to go ahead and have Larry Nichols with us till 50 after. This is a short segment. But it just hit me. We're under martial law when they have parties appointing candidates. I mean, they've had that on the books since 76, Democrats in 72, but the boldness of it and the boldness of don't use the word mother or father and you use the wrong word, we're going to arrest you. And Europe's doing it. They've arrested the front runner, Marie Le Pen, who's a milquetoast conservative. People didn't recognize Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia in the middle of it till later. We are entering sick stuff, and rolling over to it, folks, is not the answer. I want to talk about solutions and how to counter this in the next segment. We got about 3-4 minutes left, Larry. You know, you were involved in all sorts of regime change in Latin America, black ops, something you can't get into, it's classified. But that's why they hired you for dirty tricks, obviously, you know, with the Clintons and the Dixie mob. It's all the same group. But you're a guy that's reformed, woke up to it, and said, I'm not killing kids. That's the backstory, folks, who just tuned in. You know, you found your soul again, as you said, and hit your knees, and that's great. But a lot of folks in government are doing that too right now, but the system's just moving forward. You talk about the Strong Cities UN Initiative. That was in my local paper that the UN's going to tell my government how to work. I mean, I'm living under world government now, and the average yuppie has no idea what they're living under. What's coming next, Larry? And everything you just heard me say, is that wrong or is that right?
No, that's all right. Excuse the dog. Somebody's walking by. But let me say this. Executive Order 13391, I know you've reported on it. It is the National Patriots Defense of Liberty Enabler Act. That thing calls, Alex, that thing calls for federal territories to fall, all federal territories to fall under Agenda 21, number one. But here's the kicker. It also facilitates the president to bring in UN troops to this country. Now, guys, if you don't think we're close, remember what I told you, Alex, about Cuba?
It says it officially. It's been in the Washington Post. You said 6 months ago they were going to use Cuban troops as part of the invasion forces. They can mix in and speak Spanish. I mean, if it was, you know, Chinese troops or Russian, folks would fight.
Listen, it is 6 hours. They can have 250,000 black hat troops in this country. I have fought them. They're formidable. They are. Now, add to that, that executive order, where did it come from? Where did it come from, Alex, out of the blue? Why would he do that? Then, Obama normalizes relationship with Cuba. But here's the kicker. Why did he go to Cuba? I mean, go down there to watch a ball game? Uh-uh. You see, there are plans that have to be made, I believe, towards the facilitation of bringing those troops into this country that he can't make out of the White House.
And I tell you, the left would worship that. They would love to see foreign troops kicking conservatives and veterans' guts out in the street. They just lust for our blood.
Well, I'm telling you, he's over there right now, I believe. I can't prove this in a court of law, but soon I will be able to.
Castro looked like he was having an orgasm. The communists look like heaven has happened when he's over there.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, they're working out the fine details of this operation. Now, we got to do what you were saying, Alex. We can't just talk about these things. We got to stop them. There is a way to stop that executive order. The solution is...
Stay there. Let's talk about
back.
It in a long segment. Stay there and how to get Trump informed of what's happening and where this is all going, Larry Nichols. And, of course, you say Trump may be informed and stop him, but you're also saying Obama may double-cross Hillary. So let's talk about the different scenarios. Are there three? Are there four? Are there five? With the consummate insider, Larry Nichols, I'm Alex Jones. And make no mistake, the Republic has never been in greater danger. This is really happening.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Things are geopolitically so dangerous. There's so much open, classical, authoritarian, totalitarian behavior going on. The preparations are staggering. All over the U.S., they're spending billions to put cable highway dividers out in the most rural areas so you can't turn around and jump on the other side of the highway. America is having extra highway dividers placed at key positions to lock down and cordon cities. And the only people that are awake are the military, because they're being trained to do it and they are freaking out. And they're tuning into this show. I don't really know how valuable that is. I think it's valuable, but they don't know what to do because the public only cares about Beyonce, who's saying, let's have race riots at the Super Bowl, which is financed by the government again. All run by the system to bring the country down. I don't know how grave it is. I don't know if this is a beta test for 5 or 10 years down the road, but no spy novel, no movie could come close. I mean, nothing I've seen in 25 years of being politically involved, 21 years on air, comes close to the confluence, the perfect storm, the lining up of the constellations on this. I've gone the last year from having a bad feeling and my spider sense being off the chart to now just you're in it. I'm not even really nervous anymore. I'm just like, wow, what's coming next? It's crazy. We're going to go back to Larry Nichols here in a moment. Also, they make a big joke out about this almost weekly in national news. And I want to show some of these articles soon and do a commercial showing it going, you know, with a laugh track. Look at the Washington Post saying Alex Jones is crazier. Look at this publication. He claims there's dangerous things in the water. And then I'll just cut to glyphosate is in all water supply in the U.S. linked to massive cancer. Or even EPA and FDA say take fluoride out of the water, it's causing cancer. And then have a laugh track, you know, showing Reuters. And then I cut to super high quality gravity-fed filters that reduce or completely remove over 300 pathogens. When I say reduce, like 99.9%, the studies, the third-party test are all up on InfoWarsStore.com. It's how we fund our operation. It's a no-brainer. It's 10% off promo code WATER. It's the vetted, tested, best filters that don't just take out bad taste. Maybe you don't care about yourself. You got this bulletproof attitude like most men do that, whatever, I do whatever I want. What about your kids? Our water, just look at what's happening up in, you know, Michigan and places in Flint. That's nothing. It runs the gamut. It is a nightmare scenario. They take healthy water, good, clean aquifer water, and dump tons of poison in it right here in Austin. You need these filters, shower filters, water filters, all of it. You need these, and we've got all sorts of survival straws and life straws and other great systems, the very best systems, a whole wide selection. Bigger than you'll find at a huge department store or even a survival store at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I sell things you need that fund our operation. It's extremely expensive to run. I'm not complaining. It's a mission. I'm very happy. But take advantage of the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com, the Anthroplex back in stock, the Supermel Vitality, the Brain Force, the X2 Nation Iodine, and the dozens of other great products. The game changers, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. 20% off the Liver Shield Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder for the 6-day Deep Cleanse. That's back in. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and a lot of specials running right now that will end next week. Again, some of the other specials just ended yesterday. I want to thank you all that took advantage of those because the whole establishment marvels in InfoWars that we're able to be on 180-plus AM and FM stations, dozens of UHF, VHF cable stations and growing, tens of millions of Internet viewers and listeners every week, 26 to 28 million per week globally, about 15 million domestically. But the real power is you taking the videos, the articles, the information, what we put out, and sending it to everybody you know. That's the real solution, as I'm sure Larry Nichols will tell you. Before he leaves us at the end of the hour, also want to encourage you to check out what he's doing, and if you appreciate the work he's doing, support him as he is battling lung cancer. He doesn't like to talk about it. He was in the hospital last week, couldn't come on, and he's had a tracheotomy the whole nine yards. He's fighting for his life and lost pretty much everything he has, fighting the establishment, and he's a great asset with his intel. And so with his medical bills and things, we're going to put up on screen for TV viewers in a little while. And also at the end, give it out verbally, his PayPal for folks that want to be able to visit that. So get a pen and paper ready. Going back to you, Larry Nichols, I also want to open the phones up for a couple callers, specifically for Larry Nichols, and their quick questions, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The system's running around wild. Just engaging in bizarre behavior. There's three different options. What Obama tries to stay, Hillary gets in, or Trump. What are the other options? Where do you see it all going? What do you expect to happen with the Soros folks trying to cause a, quote, racial slash class warfare 1917 Bolshevik deal? What are the different ingredients? What are the different areas of the perfect storm? Where do you see it going, and how do we try to counter it?
All right, Alex, there's no doubt. You've got two major events being facilitated right now. Number one is to create a centralized government power elite. That's Hillary. That's Hillary and Bill. That's their agenda. Complacent with that are the Republicans. The Republicans. You see, if Hillary takes over and she becomes king, and I say king versus queen, if she becomes king, all members of Congress get to be dukes and earls, like in the 1600s European models. So they get to be power players. Now, yeah, they're big fish in smaller ponds.
And they'll leave after 20 years, and their son or daughter, just like Raul, or just like Kim Jong-un, will become the new viceroy.
There's option one. Option two. Obama is trying to turn us into an Islamic caliphate, this country. And if he can do that, then he becomes and will become the global leader of Islam globally.
Now, everything you've said has been total inside baseball and has basically come true. Is that from your high-level sources or your own analysis?
You bet. No, that's not from analysis. Not on something like this. Number one, you just can't. Hell, I couldn't even imagine this stuff.
So tell me high level, because I mean, I know some famous national people that say you were back at the beginning of the whole thing trying to take down Clinton. I mean, I know you've been there, have a lot of big contacts, you name it. How high level, and specifically, what are they saying about his plan to create a caliphate?
Well, it's some of the former top generals in the military who were ripped out because they were not going to go along with the sinister plan. Then I have two ambassadors that were involved, believe it or not, with the plan. And then when they found out the trueness of it, they didn't think it was real. They didn't think it was coming. They called me. And then, as you know, I've got people, or got a person, let's just say, on the Supreme Court. So I have pretty good deep inside information. And about stuff like this, you would never want to speculate. And that's why I can tell you these things and you see them. Look at him now. He's in Cuba. For what? For what? To watch a ball game? No. Why would you, out of the blue, normalize relations with Cuba? What did we get out of it? You know, Alex, that's what people got to ask. What did we get out of normalizing relationships with Cuba? Now, they get a lot. We don't get anything. Look, these two options are on the table. The third option is the one we got to fight for. And that's Donald Trump. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make Donald Trump.
No, I hear you. He's not perfect. But listen, there's a reason they're pulling their hair out. That is not an act. Right. They are having a conniption fit. Why?
Well, because Donald Trump, they can't trust. You see, when you go to Washington, you've got to be pliable. Pliable. Now, everybody in Washington, that is probably per capita. You know this, Alex. Per capita, that's the filthiest group of people. Pedophiles, drug addicts, drunkards. You could not put that many people in one place if you tried, but that's where they are.
So they don't have dirt on him. He's not ashamed of having girlfriends when he's divorced. He doesn't care. He's never stepped and fetched. He hasn't taken orders.
He hadn't taken orders, and more importantly, he hadn't taken money. From the big power players. So that's Donald Trump. That's why he may be the best. Well, he is the best shot we got. Is he perfect? Is it absolute? I don't know. Won't know till he gets there. But then that brings us to what we got to do. Now, folks, if you want to shut down an executive order, let me tell you a secret. Congress has 30 days on any executive orders to rescind it. If Congress does not rescind that executive order in 30 days, Alex, it becomes a law, just like if it went through the legal process, the House, the Senate vote, and President.
Same thing with signing statements. If they don't override that, it becomes a law.
That's right. Now, we got 30 days. We're out of those 30 days. What I'd like to provide, Alex, is give it to you probably tomorrow and get you put it up, a script. I'm going to tell people exactly who to call. What congressmen and senators, this is the time we got the most power. Alex, they're scared to death. They want their job. They don't care about us. They want to keep their job, especially with the impending doom of the country as we know it. They want their job, so we have power now.
That's right. They want their power to try to protect themselves during the takeover.
That's it. So we're going to have, I've got a script that I want to provide to you. And to all of you in the audience, I suggest you take that script. And it, with it will be who to call. And it tells you exactly what to say. Say those words exactly. Don't, you know, don't expand on it.
Oh, well, I mean, certainly you can write the script, but, you know, the basic call to action. But basically, what is it? Just say, look, we need to...
Basically, it's just right here. You know, hello, I'm calling to say this. Mr. Congressman, or for the congressman, there is an executive order, 13391, which calls for all federal territories to fall under Agenda 21 and for the bringing in U.N. troops. So tell the congressman that if he doesn't rescind that before the time expires, I will do everything in my power, everything my family can do, all of my friends. We will see to it that you never get elected to office again. Now, I'm telling you, we did it, as you'll recall. Remember, Alex, we did this same trick against that Dubai Ports deal. We called in, had them read a script, and guess what? Shut it down. Shut it down. We can shut this
sure,
down.
Sure, they shot it on June 21 in the 90s and again in the 2000s. Now they're bringing it in by stealth.
That's right.
I want to bring this up. A lot of experts thought that Clinton coming out and saying the disaster of the last 8 years, the disastrous legacy, was a shot at Obama because he's getting where they're going to try to double-cross Hillary and their return to full power. Let's play that clip and get your take on it. Here it is from 2 days ago.
There may be many reasons that you don't want to support. But if you believe we can all rise again, if you believe we finally come to the point where we can put the awful legacy of the last 8 years behind us and 7 years before that, when we were practicing fiscal and economics and no regulation in Washington, which is what caused the crash, then you should go for it.
Well, first off, Hillary was a big part of that legacy. Obama was one of their creations, though. They've been fighting, obviously. What is that statement? I mean, what does that mean?
That is what Bill knows. Bill is the consummate politician. I know because I helped train him. What he is doing is he's cutting. He knows the problem Hillary has. She has to cut away, Alex, from Obama. She's got to. Now, to keep her from being put in a situation where if she actually said something like that, there wouldn't be somebody jump her and say, what are you talking about? You were part of it. Bill said it. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're building this divide between them and Obama. And remember, while you and I are talking right now, Bill Clinton and Hillary and their minions are calling congressmen and senators left and right and saying, if you go along with Obama in declaring a national crisis, state of crisis, we will destroy you. That's what they're doing.
Let me ask you this question.
Now.
Is Soros playing both the Clintons and the Obamas? We know he's funding both, even a little bit the Sanders. Who is he, from your intel, fully behind? Because he's trying to start a civil emergency right now. That would mean he's working for Obama.
Soros is out for Soros, George Soros, because I've asked that same question to people everywhere. It doesn't make sense. He's working with Hillary. He's working with the Republicans. He wants America to become a communist nation. He ain't in. He doesn't want it to be an Islamic caliphate. I can tell you that. But he believes in the consolidation of power. He believes that he should own this country. He's believed that for many years,
sure.
Alex. You know that.
Break down some of the other angles of the who are the major power broker elites? The Anglo-American old banks, the big oil companies, big pharma, the big central banks are obviously chief. They wanted kind of a Carroll Quigley merger of socialism and fascism into a managed capitalist system with socialism and communism to control the public. But clearly Obama has double-crossed, or our elite has, and is trying to put Saudi Arabia and the worst jihadists in power. Our elite would actually do this? What is their problem? Those people will saw their heads off in a minute.
Now, let me tell you, the power players, the oil, the banks, those people, they're not with Obama. They're not with him on turning us into Islamic caliphate. They got enough sense against that.
Then what's their problem?
They're afraid. Well, they're afraid to come out overtly against Obama because he'll destroy him.
So they got double-crossed. They didn't...
They got... Yeah. I mean, he'll destroy him. He can still... he's like a rattlesnake, Alex. He may be dead, but don't get near those things. Look, they want what Bill Clinton told me about years ago. He said, you know what the perfect government is, Nichols? And I said, what? He said, we're... All you have are the number of people you could count on one hand. And they got everything. They're in power. Everybody else is dirt poor. And I said, well, why are you going to do that? Well, because you only have to answer to four or five people.
Sure. Carol Quigley wrote an 1,100-page book and admitted that is their master plan.
That's right. Everybody else is so dirt poor, you don't have time to worry
about
politics.
That is the U.S. CIA globalist policy that was adopted in 1967 from Carol Quigley. They admit it. Certified planetary plan, neo-feudalism.
And guess who wants to be in that group, that small handful?
Clinton.
George Soros.
So Soros.
Oh, yeah, well, the Clinton. Soros wants to, Soros believes that it needs to be him and a couple of three of his buddies. Now, you have some of the other bankers and all those people that think they need to be in it.
But they're never fighting the global government because they all think they're going to control it.
They're going to control it. They're not going to fight this. They're going to fight us, Alex. We're the target. Dear God, we're the target.
I know. Three people, independent, not under their control. We're going to take two different sections of calls. Debbie, Santos, or Santino, Judy, and others. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Bug Out, Infidel Body Armor, and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you.
both the will and the power. The will to take power. And these rotten oligarchs are completely and totally amoral. Like on 60 Minutes, George Soros said, yeah, I rounded up thousands of Jews. I'm not ashamed of it. I did it to survive. And I talk to Democrats and they go, well, it's okay Soros did that. He did it to survive. You're like saying, I'll kill my mother to survive. No, I won't. And you read the Bible, how the kings of the earth get together in 10 regions, 3 mega regions, 10 sub kings, and they combine forces to bring in a world government because they all want the power. And then finally, one entity takes it all over, and it's the devil. And I talk about that, and mainstream media makes fun of me and says he believes the devil's controlling it. If it isn't the devil, what is it? It sure fits the bill. Larry Nichols is our guest for this segment and one more. Let's go to your phone call.
Can you hear me? I've lost audio.
Yes, sir. Your audio just came back
Alex,
in.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank God. I'd lost audio for some reason.
Yeah, there's a little bit of duplexing going on. I did this during the break. Let's put your PayPal up for folks so people can try to support you and keep you alive as long as possible. I know you're struggling. It's 58 Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. PayPal is NicholsLive@AOL.com. NicholsLive@AOL.com. Okay, can you hear us now, Larry?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, good, because there was some clicking and buzzing going on. Let's go to a phone call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Maya in Kansas. You're on the air with Larry Nichols. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks. You know, I'm really kind of concerned, and I'd like to get some input on the relationship between Glenn Beck and Ted Cruz. Now, I'm a Christian, and I was a part of the same kind of Christianity that Ted Cruz follows years and years ago until I found out what was going on. And it's all based around this whole dominionism theology, the theonomy with Rush Dooney and all these people. And so when I caught Glenn Beck ranting and raving about the way America was responding to Donald Trump as opposed to Ted Cruz, who was a Christian.
He says you're going to hell if you don't vote for Cruz. So, I mean, what's your question about the Bush endorsement? Let me ask this. Who is Ted Cruz from your sources? What do you think about him?
Alex, Ted Cruz is an absolute fraud. An absolute fraud. Donald Trump wasn't kidding when he called him a liar. You know, Ted Cruz came up through the Bush organization, the oil money, his wife, Goldman Sachs. She's now on the committee for the Central American Union or the whatever. He's a fraud. Now, what gets me about Beck, and Beck's going to mess up and lose his audience, I'm telling you, especially that last trick they did when
he's already lost half his audience. He's killing himself.
Well, he's going to lose more, especially when he and Romney did that part, which is a Mormonism thing, saying that, you know, Cruz is coming to ride in on a white horse, which means he's the Messiah. Guys, these are sick people. I know it's hard to believe because it looks like Ted Cruz fought Alex. It looks like he fought on the floor for the Tea Party and such like that. He did that to grow him a base. That's all it was about. He's no different than the others. Now I got.
Well, I know this. Jeb Bush came out and endorsed him this morning. That doesn't look too good.
Doesn't look good, does it? And it kind of makes you wonder if he's really that distant to the power players, huh?
Well, the word I was always told in Texas is that he was Bush run. So we wouldn't even interview him. He wanted on the show. We did a TV interview. And then he did some good stuff in the Senate, so I reserve judgment.
Well, don't reserve judgment anymore. Know who these people are, Alex.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Man, that was a great question. We're going to come back and talk to Debbie, Judy, Santino, and others. Stay with us. Larry Nichols is our guest.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit
GCNLive.com. And we got the Senate candidate beating John McCain coming up.